Being cursed by the sages, the doorman said, "It is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. But we pray that due to your compassion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us as we go progressively downward." This verse we had already yesterday. So we will not read the purport again, but progress to text 37. Evam tadaiva bhagavan adavindanava svanam vibhutya sadati kramam araya sridhaya tasmin yayo paramahansa mahamuninam Anveshaniya Chadano Kalayan Sahasri. Translation. At that very moment, the Lord, who is called Padmanabha because of the lotus grown from his navel, and who is the delight of the righteous, learned about the insult offered by his own servants to the saints. Accompanied by his spouse, the goddess of fortune, he went to the spot on those very feet, sought for by recluses and great sages. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord declares that his devotees cannot be vanquished at any time. The Lord could understand that the quarrel between the doorman and the sages was taking a different turn, and therefore he instantly came out of his place and went to the spot to stop further aggravation so that his devotees, the doorman, might not be vanquished for good. Vishayam svasamadi bhagyam hansa shriyo yajanayo shivava yulolach shupratapatra shashikeshara shikshadambum. Translation. The sages, headed by Sanaka Rishi, saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who was formerly visible only within their hearts in ecstatic trance. But now actually he had become visible to their eyes. As he came forward, accompanied by his own associates, bearing all paraphernalia, such as an umbrella and a chamara fan, the white bunches of hair moved very gently, like two swans. And due to the favorable breeze, the pearls garlanding the umbrella also moved, like drops of nectar falling from the white full moon or ice melting due to a gust of wind. In this verse we find the word Ashakshataksha Vishayam. The Supreme Lord cannot be seen by ordinary eyes, but he now became visible to the eyesight of the Kumaras. Another significant word is Samadhi Bhagyam. Meditators who are very fortunate can see the Vishnu form of the Lord within their hearts by following the yogic process. But to see him face to face is a different matter. This is only possible for pure devotees. The Kumara, therefore, upon seeing the Lord coming forward with his associates, who were holding an umbrella and a chamara fan, were struck with wonder that they were seeing the Lord face to face. It is said in the Brahma Sanghita that devotees, being elevated in love of God, always see Shama Sundara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, within their heart. But when they are mature, the same God is visible before them face to face. For ordinary persons, the Lord is not visible. However, when one can understand the significance of his holy name, And one engages himself in the devotional service of the Lord, beginning with the tongue, by chanting and tasting prasad, then gradually the Lord reveals himself. Thus, the devotee constantly sees the Lord within his heart. And in a more mature stage, one can see the same Lord directly as we see everything else. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasani Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So, let us hear again. Tantva gatam prati hrito paikam svapum viste shakshataksha vishayam svasamaribhagyam. Excuse me, please. Samaribhagyam. Hamsa shriyo vajanayo shivavayulolach Shubrata patra shashikesha rashiksharambhum. The sages, headed by Samaka Rishi, saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who was formerly visible only within their hearts in ecstatic trance, had now actually become visible to their eyes. As he came forward, accompanied by his own associates, bearing all paraphernalia such as an umbrella and a chamara fan, the white bunches of hair moved very gently like two swans. And due to their favorable breeze, the pearls garlanding the umbrella also moved, like drops of nectar falling from the white full moon, or ice melting due to a gust of wind. When we hear these descriptions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they help us to understand Krishna. However, since Krishna is completely transcendental, there cannot be any comparison made or any metaphor drawn by taking the beautiful things of this world, like here, drops of nectar falling from the white full moon, or ice melting due to a gust of wind. Krishna looks even more beautiful. There is no comparison to anything in this world, to the transcendental beauty of Krishna. However, since we only have experience of things within this world, the great acharyas sometimes give such comparisons. Srila Rupa Goswami describes the beauty of Krishna as being blackish like a monsoon cloud with a flash inside. Whenever you see a cloud, a monsoon cloud, that looks very nice, but the colors become more brilliant if a flash is inside the cloud. Then it illuminates. In the same way, Krishna's body is full of illumination. And the pearls decorating his chest, they are described with array of white cranes which are flying in the air before the mountain-like cloud which is illuminated. Can you imagine this nice cloud? We don't have such colors here in the West. When you go to Vrindavan, you see for the first time what green means and what for instance, the sky. When you look into the Vrindavan sky, it is a completely different sky, it appears. Then here, since the atmosphere is completely. I mean, there are different reasons. Of course, it is Vrindavan, but also the sky there is more beautiful since it is not so extremely polluted by horse fumes and the mode of ignorance. So, if you can imagine a big, nice blue cloud and then you can flash inside and then it cranes, flying besides it is very, very extremely beautiful. So, still Krishna is more beautiful. Prabhupada said, when you actually see Krishna, you will see he looks different than you thought. It is not that we can imagine Krishna. I was thinking of this when we saw Bhakti Petra's drawing of Krishna. This in this drawing, Krishna looks very wonderful. He has more dimensions even than in the photo. His one eye, his left eye. I mean, if you look his right eye looks very, very charming, glancing at the devotees. But still, Krishna's beauty cannot be put on the table with ordinary ink. It is simply not possible. Krishna's transcendental. So, to see the Lord face to face is actually possible when our eyes become decorated with the balm of love. There's a certain disease, an eye disease, called der graue Star. I do not know the English word for it. It's a cataract, I think, in English. Is that an English word? Cataract. Maybe an English word. It's a certain disease where you cannot see clearly. It's all blurry. Wishy-washy. It's not distinct. So when you apply a certain medicine, then that blurry vision becomes restored to normal, to clear. In a similar fashion, the eyes of us are blurry. We do not see the Supreme Transcendental Lord with these eyes. It is simply not possible, since he is not a material object. Sometimes the materialist show me God, as if God would be someone like a yeti, a snowman from the Himalayan mountains, who can be quickly flown into Europe for people to gaze at and wonder. No, Prabhupada once he asked the materialist who said like this, show me God, then I believe in it. He said, but do you have the eyes to see him? Like we have seen, we have heard from the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was going to see the universal form of the Lord first had to give him divine eyes, special eyes. Otherwise it is not possible to see the Supreme Personality of God. However, if you have this qualification, you can actually see Krishna. There are many examples of devotees in the Bhagavatam which saw Krishna after prolonged meditation. For instance, we find Narada Muni, who meditated at a secluded place about Krishna, and all of a sudden did not saw him on the, in the core of the heart, but then all of a sudden did no longer see him. And it is astonishing, amazing, that he was bewildered, and then he opened his eyes. He was disturbed in his meditation. The object had gone. And then he saw with his eyes the Supreme Lord standing before him. Or Dhruva Maharaj, to whom Lord Vishnu appeared on his carrier Garuda, or Prithu Maharaj. The list can go on and on and on and on of devotees who saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now from Shastra we hear that there are three kinds of revelations of the Lord. And I thought to explain a little bit about this in regards to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Adi Lila, you hear the shloka, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestows his causeless mercy upon his devotees in three features. His own direct appearance, that is called Sakshat. His prowess within someone he empowers, that's called Avesh. And his manifestation, Avirbhava. Prabhupada explains the Sakshat feature of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his personal presence. Like when he was, when he appeared in Sridham, Mayapur, Sri Nabadvip, he actually was visible. Some didn't really understand him. For some, he was not visible. For certain people, he was just a beautiful young lad appearing like a scholar who couldn't be defeated by anyone. But for some, for his devotees, he was visible. There's one story of a Brahmana who offered the Lord his Gopal deity, his Shila, some foodstuffs. And when he was meditating, he saw all of a sudden a young boy stealing his offering. It was the son of the house of the Mishra family. So he was quite disturbed and said, "All right, this I cannot offer this food. It is not possible to be offered to Krishna. It has been touched by a mere human being." So he decided, "Well, this means I should fast this evening." But again, Jagannath Mishra said, "I'm very sorry. This restless Nimai, I know he's a little rascal, but he's a child. Please forgive him. Just cook. This time I take care that he doesn't disturb your offering." So the Brahmana again began cooking. And this time Jagannath Mishra brought him to a little house and stood watch before the door. And little Nimai was sleeping. Mother Shachi was inside and took care that he was actually sleeping. So the Brahmana, it was already 10 o'clock in the evening. Oh, he had not eaten anything that day, meditated about Mother Gayatri, and he opened his eye, and again he saw the little boy smiling, eating all what he had offered. So again he was very disturbed. "Oh no, what has happened? I prepared this for Gopal, and then this little nonsense is coming and eating it away. This is bad. I won't cook, you know, this is too much." So he wanted to take rest, but then all of a sudden he saw a brilliant boy. His name was Vishwarupa. The Lord Chaitanya's name was Vishwambara, but Vishwarupa is his older brother. And he came and convinced him with sweet words. And very scholarly. He was extremely scholarly. He was very young, maybe 7 years at that time, but he knew all the shastras, and he convinced him to not be morose, but to cook again. So again the Brahmana cooked, and around 12 o'clock made his offering to take some prasadam. And again he saw Mahaprabhu eating it away. And he was again crying, "Oh no." But then Mahaprabhu took on the form of Gopal, saying like this, with his fruit. And he chastised him. "What kind of Brahmana are you? You're calling me? I should take the food your brain, when I actually take it, you cry. This is not a very high standard of charity of offering. So this time the Brahmana felt in complete ecstasy, but then Mahaprabhu said, don't tell anyone what you have seen. I am called the Chala Avatar, the hidden avatar. You have seen me directly, but this time you won't. You cannot say it to anyone. And there are other examples. In Mahaprabhu's Leela, he played some, he danced and took prasad, but afterwards they all took a rest. So one day, one devotee was resting next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's arm, you know, and the rest fell into the chest of the devotee. The devotee woke up and saw that arm. And then he saw a blue arm, bedecked with ornaments and jewels. And he shouted out, I've seen! I have seen! I have seen! You know, everyone, what is the matter with you? You are a scholar. Why do you behave so unnatural? You are resting here. And he jumped around, danced in ecstasy. I have seen. And Mahaprabhu also appeared before me. Don't tell me. So this is called Shakshat, direct. Avesha refers to invested power like that invested in Nakula Brahmachari. There are many hundreds and thousands of devotees of Lord Chaitanya among whom there are no special symptoms, but when a devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu functions with specific prowess, he displays the feature of Avesha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally spread the Sankirtan movement and he advised all the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha to take up his movement and preach it all over the world. The visible bodily symptoms of devotees who follow such instructions are called avesha. Now this Nakula Brahmachari, he was a very special soul. He sometimes began to dance in ecstasy, and in him the ecstatic appearances of love of Godhead were personally present, so people know that he was empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he would dance like this, and he was begin to talk, everyone came, and sometimes thousands of people were around him. So Shivananda Sena, also a great devotee, didn't believe it. Shivananda Sena, he came, he thought maybe he's just playing or something, you never know. At that time when God was also haunted, so to say, by tantrics who would exhibit many different wonderful qualities. So he most probably thought he is one of them or whatever. He is not empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This I don't believe so easily. So he went to test Nakula Brahmachari. He went to this huge gathering inside which Nakula sat and talked about Krishna with thousands of mouths. So, so much he talked. It is described that Nakula, being actually empowered by Lord Chaitanya, understood that Shivananda had problems understanding, and he called to the end of the crowd, Shivananda Sena, why do you doubt? What is the reason that you doubt my appearance within Nakula Das Brahmachari? Come here, you rascal. And then Nakula was then Jivan and Vasena. He realized this is my Lord whom I worship. He is situated in my heart and he is situated in the heart of Nakula and he is calling me. It's Avesha. Many times we see devotees who this not many, sometimes we see devotees who display some of the extraordinary prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially when they are found in doing Sankirtan. Like we can all see our Harinamananda Prabhu, he is certainly empowered by Mahaprabhu. Isn't it? How many books he distributes in 1 week? 1,500, isn't it? 1,500. Can you imagine this, Isha? This must be some extraordinary prowess, isn't it? It is usually one distributes maybe in a week 150 or so, then it's much already in Yugoslavia. 150 is much, isn't it? What is the average? 200 anybody does in Yugoslavia?
2 weeks, actually.
2 weeks.
1 week.
1 week, meaning?
If they're very good.
Yeah, 100.
150.
150 to be. So, Harinamananda does 1,500. This is inconceivable. This must be. We can pay him all respect and say, but this is empowered. And everything actually we do is empowered. I was just thinking yesterday, here we live in Videmska 5. And so many people are attracted to come and see and hear. And this is because they are empowered, not to us, we are ordinary people who like to eat. it is because the Mahaprabhu has invested some of his powers. So the more someone surrenders to his mission, the more Mahaprabhu is investing his transcendental power. Here I want to make one point. Each one of us is limited by his own mind, by his own body. But by surrendering to Krishna, he actually can overcome these limitations, being empowered by the Lord. Therefore, especially when we are in the beginning stages of our Krishna consciousness, but especially also afterwards, always especially, we should think of surrendering to Krishna and think of surrendering ourselves to the preaching mission. Naturally we are limited and some of us are a little shy, like Bhakti Petra, or Ishtok is also a little shy. But this is also false ego, to be shy. It is just as much false ego as to be an arrogant fool and a very outgoing person. This is a limitation offered to us due to our karma. So when we move forward to actually surrender ourselves, this can be changed by Lord Chaitanya's empowerment. I think this is a very important point to think about. Our nature, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are all living in an iron cage of our mind, we have certain limitations on the mental platform, but by surrendering these can be overcome, and there are many devotees which you can see where you can see this. So Srila Shivananda Sena observed such avesha symptoms in Nakula Brahmachari, who displayed symptoms exactly like those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that in this age of Kali, the only spiritual function is to broadcast the holy name of the Lord. But this function can be performed only by one who is actually empowered by Lord Krishna. The process by which a devotee is thus empowered is called Avesha, or sometimes it is called Shakti Avesha. Like we worship Lord Jesus Christ as a Shakti Avesha avatar. According to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is a living entity empowered by a certain preaching prowess who could change the world actually. So every one of us may not all become like Jesus Christ, but by surrendering sincerely to the preaching mission, we can also experience this. Therefore, it is necessary that all of us learn to distribute books and learn to preach. When there are guests in the temple on Sunday, everyone, also the bhaktas, should go to these guests and and not hide behind the mountains of prasadam, but actually preach to them and try to present Krishna consciousness according to their own realization to them. Then, if one does this, one definitely experiences how one becomes lifted of his own, over his own limitations. This is a very wonderful experience which is readily available if one preaches, since it is within Lord Chaitanya's own interest, so to say, that the people, fallen people of this age, are receiving the gift of Krishna consciousness. And if we boldly go to them, then Lord Chaitanya will work through us. See, it is his interest. He only waits to give someone who is Krishna, who is approaching the devotees, or who is simply there. He just waits to give them the mercy. So if we do it, we can be empowered and experience how our limitations go away. So this is a very, very important point, which especially concerns our two young bhaktas. They should please think about this deeply, and on Sundays, and also during the week when there is opportunity, try to spread Krishna consciousness. Maybe we can have an arrangement that once in a week there's book distribution for the bhaktas. Maybe this is going on already. It's going on. It's already going on. So, but also, if you think more about this point, I think more things can be done, for instance, the bhaktas can always, when they go to school, you could take a little book. We are getting now very cheap books, small books, which we can distribute for only a few dinars. It should be there in the luggage, school burden, which you are carrying. How is it called? I don't know if you still have it, any of these people still have it. School, I always call it the school burden. So there should be something which makes it light, some transcendental for our part. So that going to school is not just a necessary burden. So then there is a third manifestation of the good Lord, Arvya Bhava. It's called Abhibhava. It's a manifestation of the Lord that appears even though he is personally not present. For example, Sri Shachi Matha offered foodstuffs at home to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was far away in Jagannath Puri. And when she opened her eyes after offering the foodstuffs, she saw that they had actually been eaten by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once she offered like this, you know, this had happened many different times. She had offered the food and it was all eaten up. So she said, "This is strange." And one day when the offering was going on, she looked. And then she saw Krishna and Balaram eating. And then she fainted and looked again. Then she saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai eating. And then this was too much for her. Because this is a little bewildering. Who is now eating? Or is it just that I'm imagining? She went back to her pots and cooked. It must have been a hallucination. And then she looked at them. She came into the offering room and everything was eaten up. So she said, how wonderful. This is what she experienced there. The Abhibhava manifestation of the Lord. The Lord was in Puri, but he appeared personally and ate it up. Another example is one Nrisimha Brahmachari, who previously was called Pradyumna Mishra. When Mahaprabhu accepted him, he called him Nrisimha as Brahmachari. So he once offered to his deity and to Lord Nrisimhadev food, and then whilst he was meditating, he saw how Chaitanya ate from the plate of Krishna. It's called Abhibhava. So In this way, the Sakshat, Avich, and Avibhava manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom the devotees can actually see once they have smeared their eyes with the palm of love of Godhead. So these are all very wonderful subjects, and much more could be said. However, the time has run out, and we need to prepare our leaving of the preaching capital called Ljubljana. But maybe there are questions which I shortly can check to answer very shortly. I think it is clear.
You said about preaching.
Yes.
What is happening for you? You don't know how to answer that same question. You don't know.
Yes. What to do then? Then you should not speculate, but say, sorry, Anu, I don't know. Ask Dhananjaya or Avadutta. Be very frank and very open. People are actually very, they don't mind this at all. Sometimes we think we have to know everything and have to answer every question, otherwise people have no faith in Krishna consciousness. But people are charmed when you are honest. I sometimes say, I don't know, I'm sorry. Yeah. Or if someone asks me how long each manvantara is, I can't remember these two numbers. You know. I'm sorry, I don't know, but it's in the Bhagavatam. People like to see honesty and humility. It is not that they become completely finished, but you lose faith. But you should refer them, you should give them hope. There is an answer. You can read in the Bhagavatam or ask the older devotees, and then they, and it's no problem for them. Good. So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.